Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that we're able to spend this time together as I bring together a conclusion to what I've been sharing these last 2 weeks on, do you know who you are? And I am praying earnestly that as we hear the Word of God and we meditate upon it, that we will move to that higher ground, we'll allow God to do those things He wants to do in our lives, that will come to Him with new surrender, new submission, new obedience, and that new thing He desires to do will spring forth speedily, and we will know it, we'll walk in it, we'll experience it, praise God. Well, just a few scriptures by way of sort of concluding the message. One is found in Philippians, and I would like to share Philippians 4:8, a familiar passage. These are the things that we need to be focusing on. You know, as someone, a doctor friend of mine said, think about what you're thinking about. Think about that. Think about what you're thinking about. That is very, very important, because if we don't kind of monitor our thoughts, we can end up going down, you know, bunny trails that aren't good. We can get negative. We can start fussing and fuming internally about something. But what does Scripture tell us? Bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. And so Paul is very, he's encouraging us to make a deliberate choice. In verse 8 of chapter 4 of Philippians, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. That doesn't mean that we are not aware of circumstances and situations, but as, I mean, you know, we need to know what's going on in the world. Why? Some people say, I don't listen to the news. Well, you know what? You have a responsibility as a child of God to pray. Paul was very clear to Timothy, pray that God's heart, that all men might be saved, pray for men for salvation and for those in authority. So if you're not doing that, you're falling short of what the Word commands us to. We are commissioned, we are commanded. Why? Because it affects us personally, that we might lead quiet and peaceable lives. And so, let's see, there's another passage I want to share with you, and that's found in Ephesians, the 20th verse. I'll read 20 and 21. And in terms of what I've been sharing these last 2 weeks, we, none of us, have walked in that fullness of God, of what He has for us. Of the, we have not exhausted the treasure house, the resources that God has available to us as children of God. Think about what Paul said under profound revelation. Ephesians is just an amazing book. But in verse 20, he says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Think about that. I mean, there's many things we don't ask sometimes for really large things. But so there's many more things we could be asking for or even thinking, things that haven't even entered into our mind. But the Spirit of the Lord could reveal them according to the power that worketh in us. Now, that's interesting. He's able to do that above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. Beloved, what is that? It's the faith of God that God has given you. And if we short-circuit that, if we're unbelief, if we don't trust God, that's why the children of Israel didn't get into the promised land. The first generation, 40 years in the wilderness, they believed the bad report of the spies. But what did Joshua, what did Caleb say? We are well able to take the land. Were there walled cities? Were there giants? Was there all kind of opposition? Fortified cities? Of course. But they knew their God. And beloved, that's God's heart's cry. That's my heart's cry, that we all can understand God's great love for us. It was his love that motivated him to do this. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. All right, praise God. In the latter part of the broadcast, I want to share something. You know, in Mark 9:23, it says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. There's no ceiling there. There's no limit. But unfortunately, many of God's people, we don't believe. And what I want to address now is strife, how the enemy comes against church bodies. How many have just, you know, fallen apart, or a church is split because of strife that enters in? Or there are some listening right now in your home. There's strife among friends, at the workplace. And I want to share some things about strife. And many, when they get into a certain place, they can set themselves up as judges. They touch God's anointed. They speak evil of good things. And they get on God's hate list. Did you know God has a hate list? Well, let me turn to Proverbs 6, starting at verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. God hates that. Many of these, you know, we could all be guilty, of course, of pride or lying or something like that. The unsaved live in that realm, but he especially hates those who name the name of Christ to sow discord among brethren. That is a very serious charge by the Lord, and we have to be careful that and understand that we're not dealing with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so we have to approach strife, whether it's in your home, in friendships, in relationships, in your church, in terms of the job, understanding it is spiritual warfare, and use the weapons of your warfare that God has given to bind the work of the enemy, to loose the resolution, the anointing, the forgiveness, the understanding of the Holy Spirit. In many cases, we don't. We just tend to react emotionally. When we get hit in the emotions, what do? We react. God doesn't want us to do that. And I would like to share some very powerful scriptures with you, one in the New Testament and one in the Old Testament, and they basically say the same thing. What's important, beloved, is you need to make sure your heart is right. You need to make sure you forgive, and then you need to pray for God to intervene, to undertake, for God's blessings upon this person, and I'll explain why. Listen to this. This is 1 Peter 4 and 8, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity, or love, covers the multitude of sin. And then, let me read, there's something in the Old Testament. You might not have noticed it quite as profoundly as that New Testament verse, but in chapter 10 of Proverbs, verse 12, again, just so you note it down, chapter 10, verse 12, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sin. And, you know, as I was pondering that verse, basically it said whatever strife is going on, it's the result of hatred. Now, that might seem very strong. And you know what? In all the various translations I consulted, every translation translates that Hebrew word hatred There's no getting around it. Hatred stirs up strife. And so as a result, that is the cause of disharmony among Christians, among the unsaved. What is that hatred? Well, it could be hatred against God. It could be hatred against self. People that hate themselves are really miserable. Hatred against an individual or in terms of a relationship, or hatred against circumstances, things that are going on in your life. People are angry and they lash out in hatred. Strife is anger and hatred manifested. And so that gives, I think, some insight. And whether it could be, you could be in a place like that, or in relationships, understand this is what's operating, and pray in the Spirit. Use your heavenly language. Let's take a moment to pray, because my time's flying away. Father, in Jesus' name, you see, you place this on my heart. Those who are dealing with strife in relationships, doesn't matter where it is, Lord, among the unsaved, in personal relationships they have, or in the church family. Father, we take authority over the work of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke strife. We lose forgiveness. We lose the revelation, understanding of Christ. You know, with the prodigal son, when he came to himself, he realized what he had done. Father, I pray for understanding and wisdom and great ability to be able to deal, whether to speak, you give them the words to speak, or whether to hold their peace and allow you to work. Father, we just lift these situations, and Father, we praise you for resolution and healing and reconciliation in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Well, beloved, as we bring this broadcast to a close, as always, I want to encourage you to write and share your prayer needs. A letter from a dear sister writing, and she said, Dear Sister Judith, I greet you in the name of Jesus. Just a note of thanks for your faithful service to the Lord. The love of God is heard from my little transistor radio as you softly speak His will for us. Thank you for encouraging me and your prayers for this world. Love and blessings, sister, writing from Oakland. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. It's been a great privilege and blessing to minister the word of the Lord and share the time we've shared together. I ask for your prayers. I do pray for you, love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.